another reason to get help for depression. It may improve your kids' report cards. A study out of Sweden finds children whose parents are depressed have lower grades. As Patty Naimond reports now, if the parents get treatment, the children's schoolwork improves.
Researchers looked at over 1 million children born in Sweden over a 10-year period. They analyzed their performance in school and their parents' mental health. Felice Leigh Sherbin is a researcher and epidemiologist at Drexel University.
We found that parent depression was related to lower school performance among children at the age of 16.
And that was true for children with depressed fathers as well as children with depressed mothers.
Children of mothers who had experienced depression on average scored about 4.5 percentage points lower in their school grades than children of non-depressed mothers, and this was about 4 percentage points for children who had depressed fathers.
Now, 4.5 points may not sound like a lot, but ask any high school student in today's competitive world, and they'll tell you it can be the difference between an A or a B. Or a D and a C.
Which can mean a lot for a student, and in this country can mean a lot for things like college admission, for example.
And poor performance in school is worrisome, she says, because a good education makes a difference well beyond school years.
Education is one of the strongest predictors of health and life expectancy that we have.
Studies show better educated individuals are less likely to smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, or be obese. They have lower risk of heart disease and diabetes. So anything that puts children on less than a level playing field, says Leigh Sherbin, puts them at a big disadvantage. Unfortunately, depression is common. Over 1 in 10 adults is expected to suffer depression at some point in their lives. Epidemiologist Myrna Weissman at Columbia University Medical Center says there are many reasons why depressed parents can have a hard time nurturing their children.
Think about the symptoms of depression. It produces feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, loss of energy, loss of interest in things that usually give you pleasure, problems in sleep, anxiety, agitation. And think about having those symptoms and trying to take care of children.
With all the needs and demands that even a mentally healthy parent might find overwhelming, add to that the extra effort often needed today to advocate for your child in school.
A parent who's depressed may not arrange an appointment with the teacher, may not have time to go, may not listen to the child, and may not find some solution to this problem so that it lingers and the problems get worse.
There is a silver lining. Depression is extremely treatable. Weissman's done numerous studies looking at treatment, including one that focused on depressed mothers.
And we showed that at the end of 3 months, if mom got better, the children got better.
Life literally got back to normal. Mothers got interested in their children once again and were more loving and able to show it.
A child who said, you know, my mom just loves me more and pays attention. And we've had children report that. My mother is more affectionate. She listens to me.
In the study, mothers were treated with antidepressants. Weissman says psychotherapy alone or a combination of medication and psychotherapy can be just as effective. Depression is hereditary. You can't change genes, notes Weissman, but you can get people diagnosed and treated as soon as possible. Patty Naimond, NPR News.